The question was asked. The Mishnah says, "Ein choshishin shemer gerera chulda mebayit lebayit." We don't suspect. Maybe a weasel showed up and grabbed chametz from your neighbor's house. Your neighbor's running late. They didn't finish cleaning up for Pesach. So you just finished checking your whole house. Your house is clean. Maybe after you checked your house and your yard, you have to worry that a weasel went to your neighbor, took a loaf, munched on it, and dropped the remainder in your yard. So maybe tomorrow morning after all your cleaning, you know, animals brought food from one yard to the next. Says the Mishnah, you're not worried about that. Din ken, because if you'd be worried about that, then you'd have to worry about from community to community, from city to city. There's no end to it. You cleaned your domain, you don't have to worry. Maybe animals brought in food. So then the Gemara goes into, well, what happens if you saw a cat walking into your yard with a loaf of bread? Then what do you do? And you run after the cat, and suddenly the cat runs into the pen. And then you run into the pen, and you don't see the cat. And you don't see the loaf of bread. Or the cat comes running out of the pen, and it's got no more loaf of bread in its mouth, and now you don't know where that loaf of bread goes. So the Gemara goes into all kinds of circumstances, and what's being asked is, where does this ever come up? Meaning, where is this relevant to us in reality? So, once upon a time, I was a little boy, and I was charged with putting away the 10 slices of bread for Bdikat Chametz. And I was going to do a very good job at it. And in the middle, my mother had to leave. And ordinarily, you hide the slices of bread with a parent. But I was going to do a good job. So I hid the slices of bread, some of them, without mommy being around. And along came Bedikas Chametz time. And we're going room to room. And then we're done, and there are 9 slices of bread.
No.
And my father goes, "Where's the 10th slice?" And I go, "It's late, I don't remember." And my father goes, "Where's the 10th slice?" And I'm already, my eyes are drooping. I go, "I don't remember, leave me alone." I go to sleep, and my father comes at me and says, "Well, where's the 10 slice?" And my mother comes now. I grew up in a house with over 10,000 books, and I put it behind one of the books.
10,000 books?
More. more than you have here.
So
I mean,
you
just our
hours.
The Rav didn't search.
Oh, I didn't search. No. So here you have an example.
But
no weasel came. A little child came and took 1 of 10. And I have the same thing every year because I remember what I did to my parents. Every year I'm very careful. I prepare the 10 slices of bread and they stay with me. And when a child wants to take a slice and hide it, I say, "When Ima's ready to go with you." And my wife has a notebook where she writes down each slice because I'm scared. I'm just scared. I know what happened to my parents that
night.
What
happened?
Well, they had to work real hard. What do you mean, what happened?
Found it?
I don't know. I went to sleep.
Wouldn't be your comments on a light that nullification...
That's another question, so we'll get to that in 1 second. I'm just saying that this comes up. People sometimes collect all 10 slices of bread, and then they go to sleep, and a kid wakes up in the morning and decides he wants some bread, and then he goes and opens the slices of bread, and now, where'd they go? And you're not sure, did he eat it, didn't eat it, did he walk around the house, didn't he walk around the house? So the halacha actually tells you what to do about it. What I do, I don't tell my kids, I hide it. I take all the chametz, and I hang it. I have a pole that extends off of the roof, and I hang it there where the kids can't get to it without me, because I know what'll happen. If they could get to it, then 1 minute I'm out putting something in the garbage. When I come back, I could have Cheerios all over my matzah. I mean, kids are kids, and they're supposed to be kids. They're not doing anything wrong. They're supposed to be kids. So I have to be prepared. So I hang it. I hang it where they can't reach it. So when they want to eat, we sit down and they eat chametz. But I'm saying the Gemara's examples, as the Gemara often does, take the extreme case so that once you understand the logic of the extreme case, every other case is easy.
Easier, yeah, yeah, right.
Every other case is very obvious compared to the case of a cat who you cannot ask a question of, etc. Yeah, so that's the applications. Now,